Father, tonight we just come before you, God. And yes, Lord, we exalt thee tonight, God. We lift up your name, God. We say, Heavenly Father, tonight you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father. And there is no one like you, and there will never be anyone like you, God. Father, I pray right now that every heart will be open to what you want to do tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, God, that you will work with our hearts tonight, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say,
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Kan ek iets vra? Het iemand 'n woord van die Here af of nie? Did anybody see the word from the Lord during
This needs to move to this thing, actually. But it will happen 28th of October. It's okay.
Nee, hy het so geklop. It was net amazing.
Amen.
Maar weet jy wat, dis nie meer goed is wat gebeur.
Amen.
Ek sê maar, man, sê mos nie. She's so beautiful, she's so amazing. Das goed is about her, dis like so attractive. And I'm like, wow. And he's ankle, and he kicked There's a song that Hakim and I used to sing last year. Spirit lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would lead me or call me. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Are you hungry for God? Are you still in a place where you are hungry for God, where you are thirsty for more of God in your life, or are you satisfied with where you stand? Because in John 4, John's disciples come to him and they're like, John, yes, he's like, Jesus, hey, yes, I'm on mere message that you are. And he's busy, like, baptizing more people than you. We cannot have that. No. So, Jesus, more people are following John, more people are following Jesus now. And John is like, yes, he's like, there's a ratio. There's also a ratio. In order for Jesus to increase, at what? Decrease. At what decrease. And I feel like there's so much of ourselves within ourselves that we don't actually want to render control over to God. And our life is actually still in our hands. I'm guilty of that.
Amen.
I'm guilty of that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not pointing any fingers because I know if I point the finger, there's another one looking at me. Like three more looking at me. So tonight, I just want us to get back to the basics. I want us to get back to the basics. You can decide tonight how far you want to go with God. And God, you can decide, okay, God, this is up to where I'm going to go with you. Yeah, get your back. I think that's not enough. When you go to the beach, when you go to the ocean, do you come telling the story? Like, the waves were so awesome. The water was your lacquer if you're just standing on the sand. I saw the water, but you never had the full experience of the water. You understand? There's a difference between seeing and there's a difference between seeing and actually immersing yourself into doing what's actually needed. And I believe most of us are just saying instead of doing. We have become hearers but not doers of the word anymore. We don't apply the word of the Lord in our lives and we ask ourselves why we're not growing. The fact that we're not growing is because we're not obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
And we're not applying the word of God.
Church,
I'm not shouting at you tonight. I'm just saying, let's get back to the basics.
Yes.
We need to get back to the place of our first love, where we are hungering for God. A year ago, Pastor Uncle Maybach was preaching a message, the multiplication factor. And he was sharing about how hungry they were when they just started with Shofar. What they would do and just go crazy for the Lord. They were undignified for God. And in the end, he makes an altar call and nobody responds to the altar call. And it's like, that's the problem with this generation. You're not hungry for God.
Amen.
You're not hungry for God. And it knocked me. And I was like, do I really hunger after God? Do I really hunger after God? And I was like, I need to check my heart. Because in order for him to increase, I must definitely decrease. I must definitely decrease. So, as you be seeing, you might end up after that. For you to experience the fullness of the waters, to experience the waves, to be led by those waves, to be crushed by those waves, you need to get in the water. It is the same with God. Going to church is not going to change you that much, but your quiet time with God is what's going to make the difference in your life. You know what God says this? Listen, you know what? When you pray, go into your room. Go into the room. There I will meet with you. Yeah, yes, we can all raise holy hands. We can worship together as a body. But this is not just enough. You need your daily quiet time with God. You need your daily quiet time with God. You want to see change in your life? Man, the word of God is the best tool you can give. The word from the earth. So tonight, as I said, as you can see, the title of my topic is Nimir Acne. Nimir Acne. No longer I. And so I want to take us to Jeremiah 18. And bear with me, I'm going to read it in Afrikaans. Jeremiah 18, verse 1 to 5. Die woord wat van die Here toe tot Jeremiah gekom het, maak jou klaar en gaan af naar die huis van die pottebakker. En daar zal ik jou mijn woorden laten hoor. Toe het ek afgegaan na die huis van die potbakker en hy was juist besig om een stuk werk
op die skewe te maak en die voorwerp van hy besig was om te maak het mislik, soos dit gaan met klei, mislik, soos dit gaan met die klei in die hand van die potte, potbakker, maar hy het daaruit weer een ander voorwerp gemaakt, soos dit in die oor van die potbakker recht om dit te maak. So God calls Jeremiah and he's like, listen, I want you to go to the potter's house. There I want to show you something. Then he's like, Jeremiah, come. I will your oor mark. I'm going to cause you to hear my words. And he gets there, and what is happening? The potbakker is besig om iets te maak. And he finally is building a pot, and as he's building it, he can see there's something that is not good. There's something that is not good on this pot. And he's like, you know, I'm going to make it again until it looks like how I want it to look. I'm going to make it the way I have the image in my mind. What I have in mind is what needs to be here. And he's like, you know what? I actually have plans for this thing. And if it's not going to look like the way I want it to look, I'm going to break it. I'm going to make it again. Until it looks like what I want it to look like. So as he's forming this thing, there's like mud. What's mud in other words? There's mud. Isn't that murder? Mortar. That's mortar. Where? And the dam is near the balance. That like it cool me. That like it legit me. And he said, we are saying what? Yeah. Continue to read the scripture. Jeremiah 18, verse 5 to 6. I'm going to read this one in English because I want to make the point of this. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot not do with you as this potter, says the Lord. Look at the clay in the potter's hand. So are you in my hand, O house of Israel. God is asking us tonight, can't we be like the clay in the potter's hand so that he can form us, so that we can be his masterpiece once again, so that we can look like him. The end goal is to look like God. The end goal is to be like God, to look at God, for God to actually see like, that's me. That's no longer Moja. That's no longer Liesel. That's no longer Hakim. It's no longer us, but God. And God's like, listen, I need you to get on that wheel. I need you to get on that wheel so that I can form you. I can make you into what I want you to be, not what you want to be. Are we going to allow ourselves to be that clay on the wheel? Are we going to allow ourselves to get to that space where we humble ourselves enough? You say, God, no longer my will be done, but your will be done. My life belongs to you. Listen, we are here to glorify God. I've got a suggestion tonight. Can we all die so that God may live within us? Can we all die tonight? Can the old man die tonight so that we can put on the new man, so that we can live life that God has called us to live? Where are we standing with God? Where are you standing with God tonight? Is God just necessary when you're going through a hard time? Or is God necessary in your everyday life? I want to get to that place where I don't play church anymore. Where I am at that place where I'm worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Because that's the end goal of my life. I want to be like Jesus. every part of me like Jesus. And I feel like most of us have been to that place where we actually climbed on that wheel, on us up diving. And when the Lord began to work on us, we jumped off, yeah, that brand. There's still lack in me. And it's like, Leicester, obviously it's not going to be lacquer because you're dying. Your desires, what you want, it's like I'm actually shaving it and cutting it off right now. And I'm putting in what you definitely need, not what you want. Where are we standing with God? Easy view. Are we standing here? Yeah. Let's up that view. Let's up that. Here back to my. Look at the distance. Here's the wheel. Look at the distance. Then we come to the slides. Okay, here. For a man. Make me neat. We get to that place. And it's burning. And you're like, you know what? This is all for God. I want to be like him. I don't want to be like Moses. There's nothing interesting about me. I want to glorify God with my life. I want everything about us as a church to actually point to Jesus. Scripture says this. This is how the people out there will know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. While we're still living in the flesh, that love is not going to be made manifest. Because it's like, you know what I want and what Hakim wants, then we clash. But when it's all about God, we come to that place where we are in communion with one another, we're standing with one another, and God is doing what he needs to do in us and through us as a church. Church, let's wake up. Let's wake up to the joy of living for Jesus. I want to challenge you tonight. Put your desires aside. Put the me, myself, and I aside. And get on the wheel. There's, when you go to a doctor, and when he needs to operate on you, what happens? He doesn't operate on you while you are still awake. He puts you to sleep. So that he knows there's no distractions. So that he knows, like, you cannot say, doctor, hey, do you work, want that I see you. They let up that tafel. And you sleep. And then he comes and he cuts and he takes away what is not supposed to be there. In order for God to work in us, we must be dead. We must allow ourselves to die. I feel like most of us are still at a place of saying, you know what, but my reputation. And I think to myself, like, if you actually aiming at holding on to your life, you're going to lose it. But when you give your life over, that's when you gain it. It's when you gain it. It's when you come to the place where it's like, okay, God, yet you've had, ek verstaan nou. Ek verstaan nou, ek moet vir u my lewe gee. Alles. Alles van my. I must give it to you. So that I may actually live in you. It's that simple, but we make it so difficult. We make the gospel of God so difficult, and it's like so simple. Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. What is the cross for? To die on. David was sharing with me during the week. And he says to me, you know what scripture the Lord gave me? And it's like, where Jesus is like, you know what? You must die daily. You must die daily. What does that die daily mean? What does that mean? It means like, and you are no more. You are no more. But I feel like, you know what? The old man still wants to come out. We must put that old man to sleep. And I said to David the other day, it feels like my old man has another old man. I get so angry and I'm like, old man, I have to go crucify that one and this one so that I may live. That's how I feel. And tonight, I'm not going to stand here and say I've got all my ducks in a row because I know I don't. But one thing that I do is like, you know what, I'm reaching towards God. Like Paul says, the things that were gained to me in Philippians 3, the things that were gained to me, everything I count as loss for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ. Everything that I was, everything that I am right now, I'm trading in something small so that I can get Christ. I'm giving over control to God. Moja doesn't need to exist. God must exist in him and must live in him. Church, are we at that place where we're willing to stand on that wheel and say, God, form me. Form me, mold me, and make me into what you want me to be. Make me new. Make me new in you. Are we all at a place where we're desiring God so much that we say to God, out with the old and in with the new? Growing up, we used to use these words, whatever, wherever, and whenever. God, whatever you say, I will do. Wherever you send me, I will go. Whenever you call, God, I will answer. I will answer. Church, this is my invitation to us tonight. Let us get back to the basics. Let us get back to the basics of actually following God. Of actually following God and putting God first in our lives. Because I believe most of us have missed that mark. Because we are so focused on big things in our life that we're forgetting and neglecting the little things. Like Samson said, the little foxes. The little foxes are the ones that are messing us up. Those small things in your life. I cannot have quiet time today. I'm late. You need to prioritize. You need to ask yourself once again, who's first in my life? Wie ist erst in mein Leben? Wie ist erst in mein Leben? Is God number one of me? I want us to read that scripture again in Jeremiah 18, verse 5 to 6. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot not do with you as this potter, says the Lord. Look at the clay in the potter's hand. So are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The challenge tonight is to be clay in the hands of the Lord. Sure that he can form. Sure that weet jy wat hy kan daai goed is. Wat jy dink jy nodig in jou lewe uitsny. That's what I want to share tonight. Getting back on that wheel. Allowing God to form us and make us into his masterpiece. Into his masterpiece. There's a video that I want to show you tonight. You guys got it ready at the back there. Don't worry, there wasn't any sound to this thing. It was just like a cartoon going like, nah, 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 nah. And I feel like that's most of us tonight. God do this. God do that. This is not supposed to be the way it's looking right now. Why is this here, God? And I believe that the cartoon is not seeing that the maker can see
from the beginning to the end of what he's doing there. And I believe that we're not seeing the bigger picture of God. And we're telling God, this needs to be here, that doesn't need to be there. And God is like, keep quiet. Keep quiet and let me work. I believe most of us are at that stage. And God is saying to us tonight, render that control. Give control over to me. And let me make you and mold you. Because I know what you need to look like. What you need to look like. In closing, I want to share the story. When they busy purifying the gold in the mines, you know what happens? And they take that brick of gold, they put it in the furnace, and when it gets to that furnace, it begins to burn out the impurities. Everything that's not supposed to be on the gold begins to dissolve and go away. And then he pulled the guy that's making it, he pulls it out and he looks at it, it's like, nope. And he puts it back in again. He takes it out and he looks at it, it's like, nope. Then he puts it back in again. And he takes it out and he looks at it, it's like, yeah. It's only perfect when he can see his reflection on that gold. We'll only get to that place where we can begin to look like God when we are on that wheel and God is working in our hearts. Paul says this, the old has gone and the new has come. Christ in me. I'm free at last. I am free. I am free. And I believe tonight, as I said, and I'm going to repeat it until we all get it. We need to get to the place of the wheel. We need to get to the place of the wheel. Where it is no longer I, but it's Christ in me. And in closing, I want to read the scripture. Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been, can we say it together? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live, I live through faith, through the Son of God, through the Son of God. The life that I now live, I live in the Son of God. I've put away all fleshly desires. I have been crucified with Christ. Can we all close our eyes for a moment tonight, please? Father, thank you, God, that you search all hearts tonight, God. Thank you, God, that you see every